Hello, my name is Elder Price.
Why was it so popular? Why was it such a big hit for Buffalo?
Well, Buffalo must like South Park, I guess. you know, it's a great show with really a great message, you know, about finding yourself and getting straightened around, I guess I'd say. But it's done with kind of the South Park humor. You know, it's all tongue in cheek. It's almost a little bit slapstick, and I think people really, really enjoyed it. You know, it makes fun of a lot of different things, a lot of institutions, both religious and non-religious. But it's all done in good fun, and it's all done with a very clear message that I think people walk away with. So I think that's what people appreciated about the show.
So in your consideration to bring it back, how did that work out, and how do you approach to bring a show back?
Well, you know, when we find out that they're going to continue touring and they're willing to come back to markets for a second time, one of the first things we do, being business people, is take a look at how did it sell the first time. Well, the show sold out the first time. So that tells us that there was interest in the show and the community, you know, really enjoyed the show. We also saw that, you know, before it came, it was not completely sold out. Once it opened, it went crazy and we sold all the single tickets we had. And we probably could have put folding chairs in the aisles if the fire code would let us. So it was clear to us that if it were available, we would bring it back again. Fortunately for us, did have a week available, so we booked it.
And, of course, it continues to receive such rave reviews across the country.
Yeah, it's really funny. Even in the cities where it's a second time through, it's still seeing very, very strong attendance. We're seeing very, very strong attendance. We still do have tickets available, but the reality is it's selling very, very strong for a second-run show.
Do you find this unusual?
I would compare it, for example, to Mamma Mia. When we did Mamma Mia the first time, we did not sell it out. It was close, but we didn't sell it out. We brought it back. Actually, a year later, we brought it back for another week and sold every ticket we had in advance. We had no available tickets once the show opened. I think Mamma Mia has now been here four times and continues to sell very, very well. There are shows that you can do that with, where you can bring them back for a full week and they still sell well. People embrace the show for whatever reason and want to see it again and again and again. One of the things we do on a regular basis is we poll our patrons and we ask them what they'd like to see. And one of the questions in that questionnaire is, what would you like to see come back? And we listen. I mean, we do it for absolute reason, so we know what people want to see. This is one of them.
And despite, as you mentioned, a bit controversial, it still seems to attract the audiences out there for it.
Absolutely. And I think most people recognize, I know when I saw it the first time, and a lot of people were kind of giving me a hard time about seeing the show, and I'm considered to be one of these straight-laced people, you know, that doesn't take to criticizing religion or whatever. I saw it, and I found it to be a very enjoyable show. Again, because of the nature of the show, it's tongue in cheek. You realize these things aren't serious. They're not, you know, they're not talking about them seriously. It's not meant to slam anybody or any religion or anything like that. It's just meant to really poke fun. Again, it's very South Parkish.
And the music itself sounds great,
too. The music is very, very memorable, and people comment about that all the time. It's well written. You know, the opening scene with all the guys in white shirts and ties and the doorbells and, you know, knock, knock and that sort of thing. It's just an enjoyable show.
Hello.
Hello. Well, Anthony Conti from Shays Buffalo, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the Book of Mormon.
Sure. Glad to be here.
Hi. My name is Jesus Christ. You have a lovely day.